welcome to Update One, the new podcast from the National Press Club. I'm Adam Cano. Today, we'll talk with the co-host of International Connection, a new radio show that spans the Pacific Ocean to share news and entertainment between the United States and New Zealand. Joining me in the National Press Club's broadcast studio is Victoria Gaither, a Washington, D.C.-based journalist and NPC member, and via remote, Stu Frith, founder of Seabreeze FM in Himitangi Beach, New Zealand. Stu, how did you meet Victoria half a world away, and whose idea was International Connection?
Yeah, a good story, of course. I knew a lady in Canada by the name of TJ Way, who was a music promoter, songwriter, music promoter, and she had helped Seabreeze FM quite a bit. And anyway, I saw Vicky go in and make a comment one day on one of her postings on Facebook, and I sort of looked at Vicky and read that she was a newscast reader. I thought, well, we've got something in common, perhaps we should become friends. And so I approached Vicky, and she sort of agreed after a while, opened the door and let me in. So, yeah, we sort of chatted for quite a long time on Facebook and then on Skype, and it just all eventuated from there. It just went ahead in leaps and bounds, really.
Great. So how often does the show air, and when did it debut?
The show is airing twice a week. Here in New Zealand, it is Wednesdays and Fridays at 9 a.m. in the morning. Of course, we are leading the time zone here, so we're a little bit ahead of America. And we've done about, I'm not quite sure, we've done about 4 to 6 shows now, I think. Yes. I think you've actually got more idea on that than what I have, to be honest.
No, actually, it's been 8 shows that we've done. And, of course, the American journalists would know that because we keep up with these things.
Yes, rub it in.
Victoria, I read that part of your motivation to do this show was the amount of New Zealand news you see here in the United States. Can you give an example or two?
Yeah, and I also wanted to mention, it did take Stu quite a while before I decided to say yes, you know, because to have someone on the other side of the world to say, hey, do you want to come on my radio station and do a newscast? I thought, I'm not really sure about that. So I decided I'll do a little research, and then I decided to say yes. And part of the research was actually seeing if there was really a connection, if there was a connection between news in America and also news in New Zealand. And then once I realized that, you know what, there really is just a tremendous amount of news between both of the countries, I thought, you know what, I think this is a great idea. We'll go ahead and do it. Now, one thing that I did not know that I learned, and that is that that the United States actually competes very heavily with New Zealand when it comes to selling dairy products to China and to Asia. So that was something that that I did not know, probably would not have even been on my radar, but as a result of doing research and trying to figure out different stories and things that we have in common, that was something that actually really surprised me.
And so after 8 episodes or so, I mean, by now you're probably starting to get some feedback from American listeners. What are you hearing?
Actually, American listeners really love when Stu and I chat more about fun stuff and sort of do the tit for tat when it comes to cultural differences. So, you know, a perfect example is how we drive on the different side of the road than what people in New Zealand drive on the different side of the road, different cultural aspects. For example, Stu and I always tease each other. Over there, they call them jandals. Here, we call them flip-flops. So, you know, just really small stuff like that. People love to hear that type of discussion from what they're telling me so far.
Yeah, and Stu, from your perspective, how have New Zealanders responded to Victoria and the topics that you two cover?
It is getting stronger every episode we do. It is amazing, actually, the feedback I'm starting to get now. The first couple of episodes is very quiet, of course, but we hammered it on Facebook and every media site that we could sort of push it on. Vicky was putting it on, what was the one you were putting it on, Vicky? You were plastering it on?
I don't. Gosh, it's been on so many. I can't think of the one that you're talking about. Yeah.
But anyway, but now it's really coming together in leaps and bounds, and it's just amazing where it is going to. You know, I'm thrilled with it. I'm really thrilled with it.
And Stu, you had also mentioned some of the feedback that you get from people there around town who have actually been listening to the show, and they kind of like the format in terms of the sort of give the news, but also we're not afraid to say what we feel in terms of debating back and forth on issues and stories as well.
Well, yes, that's true, Vicky. And the feedback that I'm getting is that the way the people like what we say to one another, how we address the situation, what we're talking about, and our chat backwards and forwards between ourselves is leading stories open to get to be discussed even more, you know. It's not just sort of closing the door. We've mentioned that and then we shut the door and move on to something else. We open the door up a fair bit and discuss it. Even though it might be in sort of light-hearted, it's still discussed. And, people seem to be liking to that quite nicely.
Has anything sort of surprised you, Victoria, about the show? I mean, something in terms of the way it's been received or the feedback you've gotten that's different from what you expected going into it?
Actually, yeah. I thought that people really would not get me. And I think maybe I'm saying that because I'm an American, or maybe I'm saying that because I'm an American journalist. I was actually very, very concerned that just the way that I speak in terms of how I communicate and say things, that it was not going to translate at all. So I was really, really Adam worried about that, because I thought, you know, if I'm in the business of communication and what I'm actually saying they're not going to get, this is going to be a really, really long hour with Stu and I. So I was really worried about that. But as it turns out, people there seem to think I'm very funny. They think, now I don't know if that's good or if that's bad, but they seem to think that I'm very, very funny, and everything that I just seem to say just seems to crack them up. So that really surprised me. But at the same time, it was a huge concern as well.
Right. Well, we're here at the National Press Club, where news happens, and you've talked about having newsmakers on your program. Can you talk about maybe a newsmaker or two that you've had so far, or who you hope to have in the future?
Yeah, one of the things that we're actually going to do, and Stu mentioned right now that we do the show 2 days a week at the end of April. As we go into May, that's going to move to 4 days a week because the show has gotten so popular. So at that time, we are going to have different newsmakers on the show. The first group that I really want to get on the show, and they have been very supportive, and that's the U.S. Embassy in Wellington in New Zealand. Before we decided to do the show, I reached out to them to say, hey, this is who I am. This is what I'm going to be doing. So I'm going to talk to them about, you know, maybe getting newsmakers from the embassy there on the show. A lot of people have actually emailed me that want to talk about international issues to come on the show. So the good thing about it so far is that it doesn't seem like that I'm going to have to do a lot of work to get people to come on the show. I'm actually getting emails from people saying, hey, I want to come on. I can talk about immigration, international immigration. I can talk about issues when it comes to economics. I can talk about issues when it comes to sort of the business relationship between America and New Zealand. So we are going to be having news makers on there. And what's good about that, Adam, is that, you know, we're going to give them at least, you know, a 15-minute solid block without commercials. So that way they can really chew on the issues. They can talk about it and really kind of flush them out.
Right. Well, you mentioned economics before. And Stu, I know that New Zealanders go to the polls this fall and that the election is tipped to be a referendum on the governing party's economic performance. Have voters there begun to think ahead, as often seems to be the case here with our own congressional elections, or is the approach different to New Zealand?
I think they are starting to think ahead, but I don't think it's really starting to sink in as yet. They know when the when everything is going to the poll, which is September the 20th, of course, the election date. I don't think that it's really starting to happen yet. Of course, now we've had one of a gentleman who's United States is trying to get back into the United States again, and that's Kim.com. He has joined into the political race as well. So, yeah, things are a bit up in the air at the moment. Even though Kim.com has not put forward a policy yet, I believe there is quite a few thousand that have actually signed on as members to his party. So there's going to be split votes all around by the sound of it, but nothing's really happening strongly yet.
Stu, last question. How can listeners beyond Himatangi Beach listen to International Connection on Seabreeze FM? Can they tune in on the internet? How can listeners hear your show?
Yeah, we are streaming online at www.seabreezefm.com, and all the buttons are there on the web page. So it's not a problem. It's right around the world, 24/7.
Great. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Adam. Thank you very much. Thank you, Vicky.
Thank you.
Victoria and Stu, thanks so much for your time. Victoria Gaither and Stu Frith, co-hosts of International Connection on New Zealand Seabreeze FM, have been my guests today on Update 1. To comment on this or other episodes, please visit the National Press Club's Facebook page at facebook.com/pressclubdc or on Twitter at pressclubdc. I'm Adam Cano. Thanks again for listening to Update 1.